Unit 8. Blue Planet, Green Planet. A. Exercise 2, page 90. A.
Make your garden green. There are steps we can take to lend a hand to birds. Today, at home. Most of us have got a garden or a balcony, so let's make these places bird-friendly. It's so easy to do. First of all, stop putting things on your plants that kill everything that moves. Let ants, beetles, and flies live. Allow the grass to grow a little bit. Cut it every 4 weeks instead of weekly. Your garden doesn't need to be so neat. Also, think about putting out a bird table with water and maybe one of those bird feeders full of food. That will really help a tired bird recover.
B.
Hi, Joel. Thanks for pointing me to this info from your environmental organisation on making gardens welcoming for our feathered friends. Whenever I see birds in flight over the city, I take a minute to ask myself, where are these gorgeous animals meant to land? The city's covered in buildings and roads, with maybe a few trees in between. Take it from me, many of these birds are on long journeys. They need to rest and eat something. We need to take action. I'm going to start a chat group and maybe an event to raise money. It's up to us. Mark.
C.
The Bird Protection Charity, BPC, support people making their gardens more bird-friendly, but warn that the thing that has the worst effect on bird numbers, the house cat, can be found in the very same place. Collisions. Electrical lines, 1.1%. Electrocutions, 0.2%. Collisions, wind turbines, 0.1%. Cats, 65.5%. Collisions, glass buildings, 23.5%. Collisions, vehicles, 7.3%. Poison, 2.3%.
D.
We live in the heart of the city, and every area without a building on it should be covered in trees. Birds need a place to exist.
Yes, we should get rid of any rubbish there. All the plastic bags and metal cans and glass bottles. Then we can plant more trees and their berries will feed the birds.
Tony, the problem is that you can't just plant trees on public land. If you did, someone from the government would come along and pull them up. The best thing we can do is let the grass and plants in our gardens grow free. Bring butterflies and beetles back. Birds eat them too.
Yes, but only as long as we keep our cats indoors. I'm pretty sure they're the biggest danger to birds.